Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning our animals that we're holding pre-fresh. You know, as we look at the success of the dairy farm, a lot of it does actually occur in these 5 to 6 weeks right around freshening, before and just after the animal calves. As you're looking at your herd and deciding who you're going to dry off, a lot of us will look at that and they'll say, well, which animals do we need to dry off this week that would fall in that range of 54 to 60 days? As you look at that, you might want to dig back in your records and just look at how animals perform based on the number of days dry. Second thing is we look at success of these animals is how long they stay in that pre-fresh bin. You know, normally we say 21 days, but as you start to dig into that, you may notice that animals that are in their second or greater lactation, maybe they can get by with just a few days shorter in that transition pen. Heifers, probably at least 21 days. Now, here's the real thing. So we look at success in this transition. It's just our stocking densities in the pre-fresh bin. Because of our time breeding programs, a lot of times we have slugs of animals that are coming through there. So if you're on a bedded pack, you still need 50 to 60 square feet of bedding per animal, and you still need 30 inches of bunk space. So now, as you look at overcrowding in this area, you may need to adjust how many days animals are going to be in there, keeping in mind that we might be able to cheat a little bit on cows, but maybe not on the heifers. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at their dry data and see how that impacts the next lactation.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.